Hey, Out and About listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. All right, welcome on into Out and About. We are fresh off 4th of July week. Thank you for all the support, all the love, all of the caring, and the wonderful comments that were on our 4th of July show. Me and Nana just got to get back to basics. Listen, guests are great, but we just got to make each other laugh. We got to have fun because that's when you guys have fun. We are now 4 days out from the first ever Goonfest 2022.
Yes.
And we're planning, you know, it's going. We just have so much that we want to do that we don't know where even to really start, but we do have a rundown of a show, which is a good start.
Where did you get that bracelet?
It was a gift from my lover.
Don't think I didn't notice. What did you have to do to get that?
Well,
did you have to bottom on a bunk bed?
No. When the Jersey Shore, we went to the Jersey Shore and
you left the day that I got there.
I left the day that Joey got there. It was very fun. How was your fourth?
I
haven't seen you since the fourth.
Oh, you didn't hear what happened to me?
No.
Oh my God.
You're pregnant?
No, you have to listen.
And you abort. You tried to abort, but you couldn't because of Roe v. Wade.
Yeah. No, I had a mental breakdown. I checked myself into a facility after the night in Hoboken. I didn't get home from Hoboken until 1 p.m.
Joey.
And I got attacked by a dog.
What happened? Talk to me. Was the dog's name Sam the intern?
No, the dog's name is Pepper, but I called him Pickles.
Okay.
I went home after
and the dog doesn't like gay people.
No, he likes it. He was trying to fuck me the whole day.
And you didn't put peanut butter in your hole and let him go to town?
Well, no, he didn't deserve it. Like, if he was acting like a good boy, he couldn't have his peanut butter break, but he wasn't. He was just going for it without permission.
Where were you? Tell me, what'd you do on the 4th?
The 4th, I was under the covers in a panic attack.
Oh,
breakdown.
That's right. You didn't check yourself into a facility. You can't just say that. You didn't go to a facility.
I didn't leave my apartment or bed for 5 days.
But tell the people you didn't go into a facility. That's not just something you say.
Why? You think they're offended?
Yeah. Well, I mean, saying you checked yourself into a fucking loony bin is like...
Well, I checked myself out of reality. I'll say that
much.
That's
fine. No, I will accept that. You checked yourself out of reality.
And I stayed under the covers for 5 days because I can't be trusted.
With what?
So it's random straight boys at the bar that I bring back home and try to sleep with. Mm-hmm. There's always one pesky bitch. So you know the story.
Same old story. Same old story. But you picked yourself up by your bootstraps and you're here now. Your T levels are improving. I'm going to give you a T shot later this week in order to get you ready for the show. Once you picked yourself up out of the bootstraps, I went to the Jersey Shore, the Barstool Shore House. It was very fun. Very interesting crowd down there. It was me. It was Alex Bennett. It was Jordan Woodruff. It was... Jersey Jeff D. Lowe, who's a completely different person on the shore. He's like aggressive on the shore. Very, very...
top energy.
Very top energy. Dom top energy. Mm-hmm. Who else was there? KB was there showing off cakes.
Where did KB sleep?
In my bed.
The one up above you?
I don't know where KB is. Oh, Grace O'Malley was there.
Yeah.
I think I woke up one morning. I went to bed at like 10. I woke up. KB was asleep on the couch like this.
Well, the owner came by me to complain about someone in the house. Who do you think it was? Eating in the bedroom.
By the way,
was it you? No, I wasn't there yet.
Oh, by the way, that's illegal.
Eating in the bedroom?
No, once you rent a house, the owner of an Airbnb cannot just show up. I walk downstairs as a 50-year-old man in the kitchen. I go, who the fuck are you?
That's fucking wild.
He's like, I'm the owner of the show. I was like, I'm the owner of the place. I was like, okay. And I like immediately like emailed here. I was like, hey, kind of weird that like a 50-year-old man just showed up at the house because someone had a sandwich in their bedroom. Like, not sure that's true. So the realtor like threw a fit.
What time did they come in?
Well, the cleaning lady ratted on us.
I know. I heard about this.
Yeah.
Consuela. Whose sandwich was it? Was it Grace O'Malley?
Was it you? I was not me.
Who was it?
I'm not ratting. But that bitch cleaning lady was the one.
I heard about it. She goes upstairs
and she comes down. She goes, I go, what? And next thing I know, there's a 50-year-old man there.
While the cleaning lady was there?
Yes. And I looked at her. I was like, you fucking rat. Well, there was three of them.
So wait, can I say something?
Yes. I'd be honored.
If you slept in the same bed that I slept in, someone had a muffin wrapped in a paper towel on the nightstand when I got there. Was that you?
I am not. I'm going to exercise my right to plead the fifth.
No, it was you because I know I originally blamed it on Nick or KB or someone, but
I didn't eat it though. I just left it there for the next person. That was actually a treat to you for the next person to come in to eat it.
So after I heard about the scandal about eating in the bedroom, I was for sure it was someone else.
Also, what do you mean we can't eat in a fucking bedroom? It was 30 grand or whatever to rent the house. I can't have a fucking muffin in bed when I wake up in the morning.
Was it the muffin that set off?
Upset about
was it the muffin that set off the alarm or was it? Someone else.
It was Consuela who set off the alarm.
But what? Who was it from? Because that muffin, or was it something else? Was it you that got caught?
No, we don't know what it was about, but like the cleaning lady went up there. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Isn't your job to clean up my fucking mess instead of bitch about it to the owner?
What a weird thing to get hung up on. Like, you know who you rented this house to. Like,
even
what the
so,
fuck?
It's like that guy was.
Yeah, exactly. That guy was so weird. Yeah. It, too. I was like, hi.
He
was like, yeah, you can eat ass in the bedroom.
Maybe he was a fan.
He was not
no,
a fan.
No.
Now, this is the second time you've been caught doing something you shouldn't be doing.
And what was the first?
Well, during our gay pride after party, you set off a firework inside the house. And then
did I do that? What was it?
Well,
oh, no, I set off the popper.
Someone had it on camera.
That's right. And Enrique was so shady during our little meeting. He goes, well, someone set off the firework. And I go, it was me. He goes, I know. I go, you can just say it was me.
He did say it just like that.
Yeah. So now, a new song for this episode is, do you know the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man.
You are the Muffin Man because... I left it there and I threw it in the garbage. Now on top of that garbage, there's two goon rags.
What do you mean goon? You gooned? Well, you did goon while you were there.
Of course, every day.
You were there alone for the first. Joey's like, no one here. He didn't text anyone before he's coming down. Didn't do anything. So he shows up to the house and it's fucking empty.
No one was there. I stayed the whole time.
It was the middle of the week.
And Thursday? No, it's Thursday. So I just got home today. Monday.
I thought other people were there.
No one else showed up ever.
Jeff D. Lowe?
No.
But you did invite a couple young gentlemen back to the room.
No, Jeff D. Lowe stayed at his own house. Him and Glennie Balls have their own house. I was by myself in the house the whole time. So I had my niece come with her friend. And they stayed for a couple of days, but otherwise, and then I had an intern that stayed with me because I didn't want to be there by myself.
Now, are we willing to reveal the identity of the intern?
Yeah, it was Sam Martin.
Okay. And was he?
It wasn't Sam Martin. I wish it was, but it wasn't. It was.
he kept putting up Instagram stories of like him with this intern, him with this intern.
His name was, I cannot reveal her name, but I forced her to stay at my house.
Well, that's very
my
nice
residence.
Of him.
Yeah, so I didn't get touched.
But you did try and get took her late at night. That didn't work out.
No, I did not. I tried to. No, I had boys over every night, and I actually met him. I met a gentleman.
I'm sorry.
I met a guy. Well, the first one I met a closeted gay guy for the first night. Then we went to hang
out. How do you know?
Because we were talking, and he told me that he was like that. And then the next day we met at the Parker house. We met up again, but then we got lost in the crowd. And I asked him. I said, what's the deal? Are you coming over to me? Like, let me eat that ass or what? Well, let me read the quote. Hold on.
Yeah, and let me eat that ass or what? So while he's digging up the quote, we have all these happy hours all around New Jersey. So you go to Parker House, you go to DJs, you go to all these places. And that was actually my first time at DJs over the weekend with Jeff D. Lowe. And that's where you met this guy at DJs.
I met him at DJs the prior night, Thursday night.
I don't know.
Scroll up.
I don't know if I can read these. Oh, no. The timestamps.
What time is it?
I can't read these. Stop.
Read the ass one at least.
12:24 a.m.
What is it?
Saturday.
And a quote?
Jenks. That's far, babe. Joey. I'm at DJ's and going back to my house. I've come over if you want. Oh no. 2:28 a.m.
And what did she say?
Headed back to the crib. Why'd you go full? Ebonics.
What did I say?
Headed back to the crib and then the address of the crib. And then he says, I'm at DJ's. Oh, God. I literally just left. I'm around the corner at my friend's house coming back. Chandra, will you do me the honor of reading this, please?
So you have to read it into the microphone.
Into the mic, Chandra. We'll blur your face if you'd like. It's this line right here. So this is from Joey to Mike something DJ's. It's that line.
Loudly, please. Chandra.
What did I say?
Are you going to let me eat that ass tonight and cuddle?
Thank you, dear. You're dismissed. Are you going to let me eat that ass tonight to cuddle? And then he says, hey, sorry, I blacked out. It's a major shit show in Belmar. It was nice meeting you. And then you left his ass on red. That was yesterday at 11:08 p.m.
Now, and that's the last we'll hear from her.
Now, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to click the thing to see if there's any photos exchange in it.
There's
and
a
before
couple.
We start.
There is. There's no dick pics. It's just cute pictures.
Oh.
He was cute.
He's gay?
Yeah.
You smashed him?
No.
Oh, yeah, those eyebrows. Yeah, those are gay. But he came over and he cuddled with you.
No, he didn't cuddle. This is someone new.
Another gentleman who cuddled with you.
Another gentleman coming. He's his second night in a row offender. We had to.
You hung out with him twice?
No, some other guy. Some other guy hung out with him twice, yeah.
Joey, I can't get a man kamasta. He's got a guy every day.
No, he told me that he wasn't attracted to me.
Okay.
But he hate cuddle.
He did a hate cuddle.
No, yeah.
A hate cuddle is better than no cuddle.
Yeah.
So you had the second guy over, and then Jeff D. Lowe showed up. And what was it like going out to DJs with Jeff D. Lowe, because I had my first experience. That is not the Jeff D. Lowe I know. He is aggressive. He's a Gorilla Guido juice head while he's down there. He's drinking Grails. He's with Funny Anthony. He's, you know, blowing lines off, you know, girls' tits in the
girls'
bar.
Asses.
We can bleep that. He's doing we can bleep that as well.
Yeah.
It was very fun, but it was I was a little taken aback
in there
because I went to go see PFT and I was like, I'm going to the beach in the day to see PFT. He goes, oh fuck that, come to Belmar. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's all he does. He doesn't do anything during the day except get ready to go to that place DJs, and he stays there all day long.
Now you're in a DJ shirt.
Oh yeah, I was forced to wear this the first day I went there.
Did you enjoy your time at DJs?
No, I hated it.
Yeah, I could tell in your eye because I could.
I love the Parker House.
You know why he likes Parker House?
Because it's bougie.
Because there's a little bit of a white tablecloth vibe. Now you can get 12 oysters for $24.99.
Yeah, oysters. It's like seafood. Yeah. It's like, it's a Victorian house.
You get spoons rather than the actual nail.
They have like cold brew cocktails. It's just like everyone's dressed up very nicely and respectfully.
It's waspy. I don't like.
It's waspy. It's very country club.
No, it's not waspy. It's preppy. I don't like wasp anything. I can't stand waspy.
Club
preppy,
vibe.
I can stomach. But
it's
like
preppy country club vibes. People play, you know, it's much more my speed. The other place is just the scum of the earth sweating together, pushed up into a wall of sardines. It's like, oh.
People were, I did mushrooms while I was on the Jersey Shore. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah. I mean, we did them on camera.
Just a little. We did. Yeah. Just a little bit. I'll tell you, I laughed so fucking hard on these things.
Your cock was hard?
My cock was hard.
Really?
I laughed so hard. Oh. I was laughing. I couldn't even stand up the next day. My stomach was sore from laughing. God, was that fun.
Yeah, your bed just feels so comfortable when you lie down.
Oh, it's the greatest.
It.
Yeah. What are your plans? Are you talking to Mike right now?
No, you sent me a video of a twink 23-year-old plant-based energy midget. Yeah. He has his own XXX page, link below. Now this is a 3 foot tall porn star with a 9-inch cock.
Yeah,
that's the math doesn't add up there.
I sent that to Joey this morning at like 6 a.m. I go, you're gonna want to check this out. And of course he circled the plant-based.
I didn't think I was gonna make it today.
Why? I can tell you're off a little bit.
Well, I spent the whole day last night because, you know, I tried to have that guy over to cuddle again and he ended up leaving. So I was like, man,
this is the pillow.
No, this is. Does everyone know about my pillow?
Well, we can bleep it.
I've bleeped it every time.
Yeah. Okay. We can bleep it.
No, this is the real boy I wanted to cuddle with, but he wouldn't cuddle. He had to leave because his mother called and freaked out on him.
Because he was with a man and he's a straight.
No, it was like because it was like 9 a.m. and he still didn't come home.
How old is this guy? He was 12. Now he had math class. He had first period math the next morning. So that was good. They got more happy hours going around.
Do you want me to read them off?
Yeah, read them off. Fuck it.
Well, this Thursday, I mean, there's actually a big happy hour. It's actually a little bit later happy hour this Thursday that everyone's going to from the office. It's called, it's at Sony Hall at 8 o'clock.
8 p.m.
At 8 p.m.
Now, will you be there?
I'll be there. Sandra will be there. Marty will be there. I mean, I have the office going to be there. It's going to be the biggest happy hour of all. It's called Goonfest.
It's called Goonfest 2022. And if you buy a ticket and you show your wristband at the exclusive after party spot, which we will be releasing at the show, you can get in for free and Joey will suck your dick.
Well, can you also?
It's Saturday, by the way, Joey.
Saturday.
What
sorry.
Did you say?
I don't remember. I said Saturday. So it's Saturday the 16th, this Saturday.
Yes.
Sony Hall, New York City, which is an amazing venue. But at the after party, not even lying, Casey Smith is going to be celebrity bartending in a bikini.
Is she?
No, she's
Casey Smith is fully celebrity bartending?
Yes. They asked us to do it, but it's our party, so we're not doing it.
Okay, hello. We should be leading promo with this. Fellas, straight guys, you want to see some big old porn star titties? Casey Smith behind the bar. She'll dump them out for you.
She's doing
it. She's got her ass nail. She'll stick that up there. Just make sure the hole is clean. We can do it all. Casey Smith will be bartending.
At the after party.
Casey Smith. Should we do a cheat code? We have a couple tickets left to sell. Should we do full cheat code and have Lisa Ann come and just have her blast it out and then we get a bunch of porn freaks?
What is a cheat code?
Cheat code is like a way. So we want to sell this out ourselves. That's like the best way to do it. It's just people coming for us.
Organically.
But if we need to, we can call in a couple reinforcements. And by the way of Lisa Ann, by the way of Brown Chicken Fry, by the way of Rochelle
Ryan. Oh, is Brown Chicken Fry coming? Did she show up at that house?
No. But Grace was there.
Was it her sandwich that got us in trouble?
Yeah.
Was it Grace for real?
Now, I don't know whose fucking sandwich it was. She could have been lying for all
I know for sure it wasn't Alex Bennett because she doesn't eat.
And Jordan Woodruff, she does eat, but if she left the sandwich there, it would have shot up in a pile of puke.
No, she doesn't. She's not bulimic. She just eats salads all day.
Okay.
Sandra, have you ever had an eating disorder? I have.
You in the 90s?
No, right now.
Oh. You're doing Ozempic.
Yeah, I only did one shot so far.
And? Are you as hungry? Is she still hungry? You go, you're not going to believe this. My appetite actually increased.
Yeah, the opposite effect.
I had to grab his wrist today for the bagels.
I helped myself to one, and I was going for a second helping, but there was none left, so I think it was a blessing in disguise.
So we actually scoop bagels like it's soup.
Yeah. So guys, I'm sorry I'm low energy today, but I am.
You're tired. How are you so tired? You slept all day yesterday.
Do you want to know? Well, I've been overindulging.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Nana had to put herself down like a thoroughbred last night. Okay. She was up.
Now she's on trazodone.
Yeah. Now she took trazodone. She took a double stack Xanax.
She took a Pino.
She took a sleepy time tea. Okay. A T-shirt.
If you had a T-shirt, you'd be through the roof.
So I've been putting myself down like a thoroughbred the past few days now. So Nana is just very soothed. Well,
I can see it. Now, some say soothe, others say high.
I'm low.
You're low, which low is tea. Good because we have a whole week to build up that. Can we do a triple dose of tea before we get on the stage?
I'm so pumped for this. What are we going to wear?
I was thinking that, and I was thinking about the video that we're going to make. We might have tried to back out of the video this morning because our energy was so low, but we want to do like a video. Well, we don't want to spoil it.
Don't reveal anything.
But there needs to be continuity from where the video ends to where we end up on stage. So right. We need to get, or we just shoot it in a way that they can't see.
Do you think
they'll
let us, can I enter from the ceiling?
Like Rue?
Nick Tirani said to do stunt doubles. So lights dim down, fog machines come out. Lights come on. It's Jersey Jerry and the skinny intern from upstairs. Joke's on you. Back of the house comes on. It's Nan and Trish. Crowd
that was
wild.
Funny.
Should we do full stunt double play?
But now everyone knows our joke.
Fuck.
So you don't want to show up. They pretend it's just Jersey Jerry. Who's playing the part of you?
Travis.
I don't know.
He's a skinny intern upstairs. He works with Nick and them sometimes. I mean, that would be very funny.
Well, welcome to Goonfest 2022. What, am I going to have to do the voice of God myself, or are we going to have an announcer?
We're going to have an announcer.
But I do it myself in my other shows.
I know. It was so funny. In Boston, he goes, will everyone please rise for Joey and Snooki?
I do that?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. I want to do
that. He goes, put your hands together for Joey and Snooki. And then he goes, gets up and runs out. He goes, ah! I was like, that's you the whole fucking time? And he was, who's that little queen in the back? What was his name?
Zach?
No, the queen in the back who did at Wilbur. Remember he was doing the things and I had him do my music?
Oh, her, yeah.
What was his name?
I don't remember. But yeah,
Adam or something. He goes, Adam, mic up.
Yeah, no one can hear me.
And he screamed. Yeah,
Marty's going to be manning the stage. He's going to be full operation. Sandra's... Yeah. Now, did you get did the Burker come in?
I want to do a face reveal in the worst fucking... I think that, like, people...
But imagine
how many people... Everyone was saying how gorgeous
no
she was in that...
But no one's even seen her mask besides us. Then no one even knows she wears the mask.
No, everyone does. She talks about it.
But no one's ever seen a picture of her in the mask before. That's what I mean.
Maybe we do a pussy reveal then. In Lou?
I mean, we'll talk about it, but...
Now, we will talk about it. You're doing some sugaring to the boys around the office, correct? Or waxing?
Yes, I'm going to be waxing this week.
Who are we waxing?
Colin Cooper... He wants his hold on.
I thought you were done with him.
We're broken up, but it's like I feel like...
Right.
I really feel bad that I had to do that.
Well, the thing is, he just still has feelings for you, and it's so obvious.
Let's talk about what's going on here for real. Did you see Billy Football today?
Yeah. Oh,
oh my God.
Billy Football.
Did you see Dana Beer's haircut?
We don't say that name here. Should we do Dana Beer's segment?
Ooh, yeah.
Should we do Rough and Rowdy on the stage? Where Dana comes up and makes me bite the curb.
I want to do Rough and Rowdy with him as well. But I want him to do
Here we go. Here
I want to do
we
Rough
go.
And Rowdy with my asshole, my gay gaping asshole.
Miss?
Now he goes missing like one of those Chilean coal miners.
Now he'll go missing like a Chilean coal miner back in 2017. He puts one.
He will be engulfed.
Okay. Now he puts one finger, and next thing you know, Nana takes a deep breath and she swallows him whole,
like a blue whale.
So she will swallow him like krill, believe it or not. There is someone who I'm not going to reveal who I want to incorporate into our little entrance video who I mentioned in the group chat. Love and best dishes, y'all.
Do you think she's going to come over?
I think it would be great to have her be like, as the video dies down, have her be like, hey, man, mafia. Now, blah, blah, blah. Welcome, Joey and Pat. And then we go nuts.
If we could get her to say Goonfest.
Yeah. Like, we could give her, they, let's not gender them because we don't want to.
Yeah.
If we could give they a script and say, it's just a quick thing. Hey, y'all, put your hands together.
Or she could either that or she can teach us how to throw a really good plantation-themed cocktail party. You know, I want appetizers. I want hors d'oeuvres. I want, you know.
Have you seen the video of her? The one that got her in trouble?
Catching the ham?
No, catching the ham.
You ever see her catching a ham?
No. I know what you're talking
Google
about.
Google it.
Oh, no. Bad news.
She's dead.
Bad news. We've been let go from Barstool Sports unless we sell another 100 tickets. The venue doesn't allow fog machines because their HVAC system sucks up any fog.
Well, can we use meth smoke instead?
Yeah, well, then we'll have Sandra down there with a Tina pipe.
Yeah. We need everyone jeweling really heavily. Yeah. No fog machines. What about laser lights?
But now, they have hazers, which would give the illusion of fog for the entrance. Oh, perfect.
What's a hazer?
It's what Billy Football did to that guy in college where he was walking behind. He hazed him. It was the elephant walk. I'm sure you remember, dear.
I remember. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're working on it, folks, but we need your help.
There's still some tickets left, and I'm excited for people to come show up. I mean, first of all, Sony Hall, have you ever been there before?
No, I never even fucked.
It is fucking stunning. I went to a thing called Sleep No More there, which is like a dinner and theater thing, and it was like very gothic. So you walk up these stairs. Is there wheelchair access or no?
Well,
for any of our crippled sisters?
I am not. Now, we have a very large contingent of non-able-bodied people coming, and mm-hmm. I want to make sure that they ADA compliant.
We don't be ableist. Oh my God, I have some good news for you.
What?
Well, it's not good news. It's just great news for everyone. Martin's potato rolls, my favorite potato rolls.
Yeah.
You know what they are?
No.
Martin's.
This Martin?
No,
Martin's potato. They're like a yellowish color bun. The buns.
Yeah.
They're being canceled.
Why?
For supporting the NRA and supporting.
We got to buy them up.
Republicans. So I have never been happier. I love Martin's potato rolls. And it's just be so much more fun to eat them in the summer now. With a little scandal behind it.
And there's a scandal behind it.
Now, Marty, have you ever been canceled for supporting the NRA?
No, not me personally.
I also have...
Should we throw out, instead of panties, should we throw Martin's potato rolls to the crowd?
Yeah, or just potatoes. Now we can load up that potato gun. Now that'll fire at about 700 feet per second.
Do you think we should artificially inseminate
a cavity in someone's chest?
Should we artificially inseminate a woman on stage?
Which woman? And you can't say Casey Smith.
No. Anyone who wants a baby nutted in them.
Whose nut will we use?
We'll do a swirl. Me, you, a stagehand.
Who's
two
the
two interns.
And then 3 years later, we do a callback, and they got to decide who the baby looks like.
But only one black person, so it's like, you know, it'll be unanimous.
Ebony? Zah.
Ebony can't give her sperm. She transitioned. She took away her testes.
That's fact. Oh, really quick. Last plug. It's Christmas in July, y'all. 20% off all man merch right now. Christmas
really?
In July, 20% off. Christmas in July, 20% off. Christmas in July, 20% off. Christmas in July, 20% clip, 20% off. Bye. So Nana and Trish can make some money. I would like to do that. Now let's do something. So we're going to have a special guest in here. Speaking of the live show, we're going to have live event Lisa coming in.
Single Jewish gal.
Always
on the prowl.
Always on the prowl. And she's got a set of knockers on her. I'm not going to lie. So get the kids out of the room because maybe get the husband out of the room because
she got some Pelosi.
Hide your man, hide your kids, hide your wife and hide your husband because she's touching everybody out here.
She's touching everyone out here.
Now this is the live event Lisa. So basically she's our tour manager and she's going to make sure that anything we want, we can get. And she's basically managing the whole tour. She's probably the one that's going to be ripping your tickets. She's going to be the one that's going to be handing out panty shields in the restroom.
Right.
She's going to be the one that's hanging making sure the neon sign is hung correctly over the urinals. You know, she triples her salary. Yeah.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
Can you believe that? She's a millionaire. Good for a millionaire. 3 weeks after.
She still's got that shoe wall with scuffed sneakers on it.
I know. Well, the TaskRabbit's been busy.
Marty?
Live event Lisa, really quick. She does a ton behind the scenes here. She does the Barstool Classics. She does Pop Punk. She does
Pop Punk.
All the shows around here. Pop Punk, our in house band. Don't even tell me you don't know what that is.
Oh, is that poster when he has troll hair?
Yes.
I got to tell you about my date with Nick Tirani.
What are you talking about, Nick Tirani? Tell me after we get live event Lisa.
When me and Desi Mirage were in fucking naked in a scene.
Okay,
a scene
now
show
tell
together.
Me right now what happened. Oh, I got invited to go to that bathhouse.
Yeah, you didn't show up.
So did you see Maresh's Desi deck?
Yes.
Cut or uncut?
He's cut.
And so how did Nick look in a bikini?
Nick looks beautiful as always. Mm. I was pissed because that when originally before I got there, I was planning on, if there was an active shooter, I was planning on hiding in his foreskin.
In Maresh's?
Yeah.
Great.
But he had cubes of paneer cheese in there. So
here we are. We're going to get live at Lisa and we're going to run a couple things by her. Just pick her brain on where we're at.
I found a Samoa in there. A samosa.
Okay. Live event Lisa, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Well, we are here with the lovely live event Lisa. We don't know
formerly if known as live event Larry, but she's transitioned.
Now, Lisa, you are a lovely Jewish woman from the Long Island area, and I know that you watched last week's show and you said that Marty had trouble giving us Hebrew names, but you came up with a few.
I know. Who's that?
Yeah, so I was actually thinking about it, and I know so many Jewish guys, but I don't think I know any named Patrick.
Right, yeah.
So I think that's why Marty probably couldn't think of a Jewish name. So,
he has called you Gentle Lentil.
Yeah. Maybe Paul, their Jewish Paul.
Are there Jewish Pauls?
Yeah, I know a couple.
But instead of Patrick McCall, of Patrick Manischewitz? Patrick Manischewitz?
There you go.
It could be either of those. Lisa, will you explain to people what you do here at Barstool? We said you do the classic. You run every live event show. If we have a live stream somewhere like Super Bowl, like we're a week out. Like wherever we are at the Super Bowl, we're doing a week of live shows. Lisa does that. She does the Barstool Classic. She does one-off events. She does it all, and she's always behind the scenes.
And so I like it that way. And I like it that way. That's why hopefully you're going to put blur over my face.
Okay.
Jack of all trades, master of none. Like, basically anytime we leave this office and do something.
I met you at a live event. That's the night everyone got food poisoning.
Oh, yeah. That was that. Are we allowed to say her name?
Yeah, well, it'll be
bleep it out.
Yeah, okay.
You can say it.
Okay.
Live event. Now, she came in to stir the tea right away.
Yes.
We just wanted to run a few things by you because we really want to blow this out of the water, and we aren't really sure what we're allowed to do and what we're not allowed to do. So, Joey, I know you wanted to have bulletproof glass put up in front of the stage in the event of an active shooter. Is that possible?
Yeah. Well, I want to be able to secure the best hiding spot beforehand in case it happens. So, like, are you comfortable like holding people back to let me get to safety because I'm the performer?
Probably not. No.
Okay.
And can we install a trap door in the stage that we then fall through?
Probably no.
Okay.
Am I allowed to, how many offensive flags can I have on the stage? I want to look like United Nations, but with
Thin Blue Line, with Confederate, with Trump, with Fox News flag,
South North Korea. I want to have
Russia. We want Palestine. Now I know that strikes close to home for you.
I want a Buck Joe Fiden sign. I want.
Let's go, Brandon.
No.
Okay. So what you're telling us is you're then stifling our creativity.
And have you ever got, after we, I haven't gotten to be in touch base in a while, did you ever get a chance to get our panty shield launcher?
Yeah, that, no.
Okay, now that was a non-starter, dear. So I will not go on the stage.
Can we throw Martin's potato rolls out in the crowd?
Yeah, no.
You know why?
No.
We can't give any, I can't even serve one Martin's potato roll.
Can we blow fat lines of on stage?
No.
Backstage?
No.
What can
did we
do
get
here?
A step and repeat yet? I think we did. Yes,
we did. We got you a good. Step okay. and repeat. Yeah,
we got
yeah,
a step
yeah.
and repeat. Very good.
It's really great.
Can we do our meet and greet beforehand? Because I'm going to be too high and drunk by the end of the show, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what we're planning on. Okay. Yeah. We have sold out.
Oh, and how much access do we have to hidden cameras in the men's room?
Is
the footage going to be like a live stream that we can upload later to the cloud, or am I going to have to like watch it in real time?
No, we want to upload it to the cloud.
What if we?
He used to work at the Genius Bar, believe it or not. Joey did. So before he was actually at the Apple Meatpacking. Now he will upload to a cloud.
I mean, I'm not opposed to that.
Can we hang Complicity's neon sign that says spill the tea inside the men's room above the urinals?
Wait, but the tea is the tea is the pee, and the spilling is actually going into Joey's.
Where can we decorate? Can we decorate everywhere on the venue purposes?
Yeah, sure.
We wanted fog machines and Taylor said no. I'm sick of her.
No, stop. She's amazing. Okay, Taylor Dixon helps me with
she's
everything.
Getting married.
She's phenomenal.
She got married. She
have you seen her husband?
I have.
1 to 10, dear.
20.
Great.
And he's from Scotland one of those
citizenship. He met up with a lovely Scottish gentleman at the Brass Monkey.
I did. I can tell you his testicles are about 15 pounds. I almost got carpal tunnel holding those.
His wrist was like, his wrist was twisted so much by the balls that it was actually bruised.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get back to the live show.
Okay.
What else do you need?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so did I send my rider over yet?
I don't think we should do
you
the ride.
You didn't. Do you want
to
ask?
Can I read it to you?
Yeah, sure.
I don't think we should do the ride. I think that's too. I don't know if we have the time.
Just to.
It's just right here. I just pull it up.
Well, I'm shared on the
okay,
doc,
so chilled
I can read
Sauvignon
it as well.
Blanc. Okay, well, I'm going to read these off. Can you just say yes or no? If
yes.
You
is this
it.
A serious one?
Yeah, it's a real one.
Am I? Let me see. Turn it around.
Yeah, you didn't add anything, Joe. You drink the same thing I drink.
Right. Yeah. I'm not picky.
Okay. So this is my talent writer that I do for anywhere I go.
Okay.
Anywhere. Now he could be going to a Burger King.
Yeah. I make sure they have.
Now he shows up to get a quesadilla at 1 a.m. He sends the
okay,
rider.
Chilled Sauvignon Blanc. Yes or no?
No.
No, that's a yes.
A can of white wine?
White
yeah,
wine?
Fine.
Yeah.
I was going to do this thing where I just said no to everything.
No.
I mean, this is real.
It gets worse.
Okay, go.
Cabernet Sauvignon. Can have red wine.
Yes,
Tito's,
red wine.
Tito's and Casamigos.
Sure.
Why do we need both, though?
Because some people like Casamigos.
But Tito's and Casamigos are two different things, tequila and vodka.
Yeah,
I just explained it to myself.
Well, how many people do you guys are you having in your
room? Enough you guys are.
Or is it just
yeah, I mean, we're willing to let gentlemen in the back room if they're willing
how
to
how big is
out.
The back room there?
It's a good enough size. It's about
not,
the same.
It's not like our green room we had in the last.
Is it as big as
this? It's
studio?
Not much smaller. It's similar size.
Is okay. It as big as the studio?
Yeah. It's
am I allowed to have my VIP friends and family in the back and drink with us?
Yeah, it just depends how many and if there are any straight guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sugar free Red Bull.
Yes.
Cold brew.
What kind?
You're gonna shit your pants if you have cold brew.
LaCroix seltzer, still water, sparkling water, Diet Coke, lemons, limes, ice, crudité platter, hummus, charcuterie platter, salads with grilled chicken or steak, almonds, pistachios, condoms, vanity mirror, and bathrobes.
Razor blades. Razor blades
large.
As well, dear. Testosterone shots. Ozempic.
Can you get me? That's. I mean, saying that's a lot, but I think you can do it at least. I'll send it over to you.
Yeah, just send it to me, and we'll figure it out.
I think. Are you excited for the show?
I think it's going to be great, guys. Like we've done a ton. We did Chicks in the Office, Foreplay.
Yeah.
What's your least favorite show we do here?
I would never say that. I love all my children equally.
You do.
Yes.
Well, Lisa, you've been so unbelievably helpful here with us with this entire thing. The biggest thing.
Yes.
Oh, Taylor.
Merch. We're doing one. That's the biggest thing of this whole fucking show is we're doing the Goonfest concert tees. You can only buy them at the place.
It's so cute. Pat and I designed them.
It's like rock and roll 80s.
80s rock and roll, kind of like heavy metal band tees. And it has a picture on it. It's like this, but it has like distressed. And they're only available at Goonfest and we'll be signing them. I know we won't because you have to buy them after.
I want to sign tits.
I've done tons of tits.
I want to sign a dick.
How many like?
Last time I did a meet and greet, a lady left her sister's funeral to come to my show.
And what'd you do?
Remember?
Wait.
The lady who left her
funeral. Yeah, her dead
sister.
That was crazy. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Lisa. We cut you
she
off.
She caused an event.
No, I was just wondering like, what do you think the demographic's going to be like guys to girls?
It's going
to
be 95% girls. And 10%
I think it's
guys.
I think it's going to be like 70-30.
I would be shocked.
It's gonna be a lot of chicks.
I've never seen.
It's a great spot for straight guys to meet women. Come to the show.
Yeah, and Casey Smith's gonna show her tits at the after party. Are you coming to the after party?
Obviously.
Are you gonna come?
Yeah.
Casey Smith
yeah.
is doing guest bartending with her.
This is amazing.
The thing is, I gotta tell you. So, Taylor asked me to send it to her. So you don't have to get in cahoots with the owner of the venue. So show you who gets into
yes.
the special party.
Yes, we'll get
whether
wristbands
it's their ticket or wristband.
We'll
maybe.
Figure it out. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I never go out. Like I'm old and boring.
Lisa's
and,
gonna
like,
get lit.
Me too.
She's gonna be fall down drunk.
I mean,
it's gonna
been
be fun.
A while.
I'm so excited. So, maybe you could meet a man there.
Let's go.
Can I be lowered in from the ceiling?
Sure.
No, you can't. Do they really do that there?
You could wear like a leotard and just like.
I'm just
throw
really
glitter as you're going. Yeah, Taylor and I decided we're going to go to Party City on Saturday, like
for our decorations
and get some. Like,
oh yeah,
I was thinking about getting you guys like crowns.
What is that? Why'd you say it like that?
Well, because I think we were going to a high-end retailer for anything to be involved in a show with us there. Do they have
yeah,
real
I was
glasses
excited.
There?
We'll get plastic, probably.
Okay,
much classier.
Oh yeah, someone has a deadly latex allergy. So we're
someone's coming with a latex allergy.
We're gonna rub balloons.
They want to make sure there's no balloons allowed in the
venue. We're gonna sniff them out by rubbing balloons all over the seat. Whoever swells up,
is it a
like
girl
a
or a guy
first.
With the allergy?
Girl,
I'm sure it's a girl.
So what happens?
She might die, so we can't have any balloons.
We'll bring an EpiPen.
Good to know.
We'll give her the t-shirt. That's another thing. I'm not kidding you. He's gonna. Well, he is not. I'm having one of my medical team professionals come on. To inject me with a substance on live on stage. It may be, but I'm not telling you.
Marty, no, that's what it's going to be.
Is this the part where you cut this
no,
whole
this
part?
Is, no, this will probably stay. No,
I think that's what we do. We do blind injection. So I inject you with something and you guess what it is.
I know what it is.
Do we need to have people sign waivers?
No. Well, maybe we could do that for
unless they want a shot. Unless they want to get shot up.
Maybe that's an audience game. Well, winner gets to inject Joey with tea.
Something that is very successful at live shows.
Oh, tell us.
Is the audience interaction?
Oh yes, love that.
I think that's a big thing.
Like, what's one of the favorite games? Sorry, I'm downers.
It's okay.
I was about to yawn.
Who's in my mouth?
No, you're not. What are some of the favorite audience games that you like to play? You like shows that you think do really well. So we'll think about it.
But I think we should throw things into the audience.
I said Martin's potato rolls.
What is
No, we're throwing merch into the audience.
They're canceled rolls. Because they support the NRA.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go on, Elisa. What'd you say? Throw things into the audience.
I think throwing
fucking
we should have
rolls
we'll
here.
Have some mics to pass around the audience so you guys could ask questions.
And we physically, I know this from press shows, you're not allowed to physically give anyone alcohol from your
Why
stage.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Because it's like 20 laws. To get in. Like, literally, I can't even, like, do a shot with someone on stage.
Aren't laws made to be broken?
Yeah, well, I'll do it anyway. What are they going to do? Can I smoke on stage?
Of course.
I can vape. I know that for sure. You now, actually, you know, physically, you can smoke on stage if it's a
performance. You should get a rig, though, when you do it. The big one. So it's like, and it just fogs up the whole fucking stage.
What else? Are you guys going to make out again?
Yeah.
We might do a little tease for the audience.
Yeah. I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll make out with Sandra.
Who's that?
Exactly.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Is that your name, Marty?
No, it's Sandra.
Lisa. I'm sorry. We've never met.
Oh, my.
I don't know. You guys have. Okay, let's end it there. Okay, bye, everybody.
That's my
Thank you, Lisa. No, I'm saying that's I've done my job for the week.
Yeah, I've done my job for the week. You know, every week Sandra texts and she goes, give us a compliment. We're very demanding. So Sandra asked we have to give her compliments.
Well, it's a boys club and she knows she's very
actually
petite.
Funny story at the last live show I did at Foreplay in Boston, I'm at the merch table and a guy comes up and he's like, "Hey Lisa," and he's with like two women clients and I was like, "Hi, do I know you?" And he's like, "Hi," and I'm like, "Have we made out? Like, what's going on?" He's like,
"He goes, my cock is in you right now."
He goes, "You went down on me in a Chevy Impala in 2001 in Roanoke, West Virginia."
I am not that cool. But he goes, "We work together." I was like,
"Who was it?"
Some guy.
Dave Portnoy.
No.
It was Dave Portnoy.
that's not even funny. No, it was a guy in sales. And, you know, there's just like so many new faces around.
I slept with an intern this weekend.
He did.
Not sexually, in the same house.
Speaking of, I was going to bring down here with me.
Oh, no. We don't even get that. Actually, that might be good to improve Nana's his mood.
The one I was sorting with the Christmas party?
Yes.
The bald head and the beard?
No.
You know him.
Live event.
Bleep that. Live events.
No, don't bless it. He told me I have pretty eyes.
Yeah, he did. That's the one who told you. Well, Lisa, thank you very much.
And he posted a topless picture this weekend at 4th of July. Actually, Thungstown Bob sent a picture of him topless.
Okay. Marty, will you just cut out anything I sound stupid in?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Bye, guys.
Thank you, Lisa.
You.
We'll see you Saturday.
We're going to crush it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Live Event Lisa is lovely. Don't you agree? She's
really
fantastic.
Like her. She has such
nervous.
Great energy. She has such great nurturing energy.
Nurturing?
Yeah. If you need your cock nurtured, hit up Live Event Lisa.
Liveevent@lisa.com. Do you believe in nurture and nature for the gays?
What's the difference?
Nurture is, it gets beaten into you. Nature is, it's in your genes.
I think it's a choice and you deserve to be slaughtered if you choose to be gay.
Great. Moving on. This week's top eight. We're going to do top eight things that could go wrong at a live show. We are doing top eight things that could go wrong at a live show.
With number one
being an active shooter.
Number two, no Martin's potato rolls available.
Number three, you use caterer to come in and do the food.
Number four, Hunter Biden gets you there before you and steals all your crack.
Number five, and this one is a classic, audio issues. The mics go out. Perhaps we're not prepared. You know, that sort of thing. Number six, it doesn't sell out.
Number seven, this is highly likely, Joey doesn't show up.
Number eight, Trish sees Joey doesn't show up, the stage anyway, and blasts himself in the head.
What would you do if I passed on? Would you still go
if you died before the thing?
If I passed on.
What does that mean, dear? Well, like to an afterlife.
If you found,
he's Buddhist.
If you found with me, if you found me and Whitney Houston's last remaining child unresponsive in a bathtub.
She's dead, isn't she? The kid,
Whitney Houston's kid. She has to have one more baby.
There is a weird room, like in the off the stage that has a bathtub in it.
Don't imagine Joey. I walk back to him and goes, I just can't do it.
I just need a minute, girl.
He's in an ice bath with a Cosentyx needle sticking out of his arm, passed out.
When we were touring it, the guy was like, don't touch anything in here. I was like, do not worry.
If you say don't touch it, I'm going to have to.
What if I died? Would you still go on Goonfest and just do a memorandum?
Marty, can we get that mocked up? It seemed like it might happen.
Kyle Rittenhouse doesn't show up.
Tammy doesn't fulfill the cameo request you put in. What is a bad thing that could happen at a live show? Just in general, a live show, a bad thing that could happen.
No one laughs.
That's a good one. Music cues don't work. Lighting cues don't work.
The restrooms don't work.
You don't have a double, a triple power flusher on the toilet after Joey has the cold brew that he requested along with an entire charcuterie board and steak in the back. Another thing, the steak doesn't show up for Joey before he goes on stage.
I didn't even do the raw bar section I was planning on doing.
The thing is, he's serious. He wants a raw bar at the thing.
Well, Marty was there. You saw how they bring the trays.
Yeah, it was nice.
I mean, it wasn't the best, but
Seafood Tower
in Atlantic City.
What about your T levels? Your T levels are too low, and you don't have the energy to take the stage.
The fire department shuts it down because
you swat it.
No, you remember Donna back in the day, like and she was like in Germany, and the police shut her down and arrested her.
Donna in Germany.
Madonna.
Madonna.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Because I'm going to be a live goonie. I'm going to ejaculate into the audience.
Now, right before it happens. Front row, as you'll notice, you have goggles under your seat. Please put them on. Nana's huffing poppers behind me. In about 30 seconds, she'll spray it down like Shamu in the front row to SeaWorld.
Wait, remember Gallagher? I'm aging myself. This guy's name is Gallagher, and he used to like smash watermelons and like so the front row will have garbage bags and hide them stuff. We need that in case any bodily fluid decides to come out unexpected.
Oh my God.
What else can go wrong at a goon show? A goon fest?
People don't show up. I mean, Casey Smith gets too drunk.
Jet ski backs out on his bottom commitments.
For this segment, Jet ski will be bottoming for Joey.
Pat's boyfriend and I get in a violent fist fight, and I rip his face off with my teeth.
Imagine we bring him on stage, and Joey. Joey goes. Now, I actually have a surprise segment.
Yeah, this is battery acid, you slime.
He goes, come over here. He brings around. He goes, now Pat. He goes, I'm going to put this blindfold on you, and he comes out the back in a triple reinforced heel. With a claw and a hammer, whack!
Joey rips off Pat's new bracelet because he's jealous.
Joey rips off my new bracelet because I'm jealous. Sandra doesn't show up because she's afraid we're going to make her do a face reveal.
What else can happen? Oh, Trump's just going to get reelected 2024.
The prayer rugs that we ordered for the show don't arrive. United Nations flags, our Thin Blue Line flags don't arrive in time.
The hooks for my back when I'm hanging from the my hog hooks don't
I know what you're talking about.
I can't swing from the stage.
Now my shark hunting hogs. Now they were 3-grade steel, not 2. You ever seen those freaks? They hang up. They do meat hooks through the skin here. They pinch it.
Oh yeah.
And they hang. And they're like Chris Angel mind freak.
Yeah. Oh, I've forgotten
they're
about
like
it.
This.
I hate that.
A family member of mine does that.
No.
Yes.
Which one?
I can't tell you on air.
But wink if it's Kevin.
Who's Kevin? My brother.
Yeah.
No.
It's Poppy.
It's my father. Yeah.
It's Poppy. But Poppy doesn't do it from the back. He does it from the stomach.
I forgot. I'm inviting him.
You're inviting. Why is that a bad thing to invite your dad? My parents wouldn't come. I talked to him last night. I go, you come to my live show? Will it be dirty? I go, yeah. They go,
right. Well, because he got carried out in a wheelchair last time. Not Goonfest.
You're talking about your birthday?
No, it was a show we had a while ago.
Oh, I believe that was at Factory, the after party, right?
No, my sister was there. And she threw up into a cup that day. I threw up in the bathroom this weekend. On the garbage can, sorry.
Ma'am, what is happening?
Well, I told you a crumb hit me in the back of the throat and I gagged.
Yeah. So, ladies, what happens?
Now, I did it in front of you the other day as well.
Yeah, he goes.
Now I will react like a tabby cat.
Now that crumb hits the back of his throat. He'll cough like a tabby cat with a hairball.
I did that. I also went to a spa. No, Hunter Biden was actually my new favorite person.
He just found out about Hunter Biden is 2020.
Yeah.
We very much need the laptop. But he's just finding out now. He goes, Hunter Biden. I go, how fun would he be to party with? He's obsessed with him.
Well, he was smoking crack earlier today. Well, that released. Basically, this laptop was seized by the Chinese. China.
Comes from China.
It comes from China.
China.
So he was there. And basically, he's a crackhead that fucks prostitutes all the time. So just take what you do with that. Somebody, and he's also an exhibitionist. So I read the story about him because he was at a wellness retreat recently that his father paid for, and he was in a tank, a hydrochloric think tank, where he was floating, but he was also fondling himself and filming himself, smoking crack and fondling himself.
That's old though. It just got newly released.
Well, this is newly released to me, and I bet you a lot of Crusaders didn't know about him fondling himself at the wellness center.
Man Mafia.
Meet and greet girls. If you got a meet and greet, if you're VIP, I need you to.
We will sign any panty shields you have. Bring a panty shield. We'll shine.
Bring
we'll
a
sign
marker.
Tits. We'll sign labias. We'll sign ass cheeks.
I'm saying we take gifts as well. I want presents.
Want gifts?
Yeah. Last show, Marty. What did we get?
Like GIFS.
What did we get?
You still have them unless you ate them all.
Oh yeah.
What? That's right.
And I took one on before stage, and then
no, you did not.
And then Nicole tried to put them. She wrapped it in a piece of prosciutto, and she made me eat almost the whole bag of them. And
she's a bad influence, that one.
She doesn't eat them, but she wants me to be funny, to be drunk. Marty put a stop to it right away. He goes, this is not a good idea.
I did my job.
Yeah.
Marty, well done. Yeah. Very well done. I feel bad because Marty was your handler last time.
No, he wasn't.
No, we were just
you were good.
I
was having a friend with my friends.
Oh.
Until I wasn't.
I was, and then, you blink, and it's 9 hours later. Are you going to be... Are you guys excited? Marty, Sandra?
Oh, yeah, I'm pumped up. I'm going to have a ridiculous fit.
Ooh.
What are you wearing?
Start with the undergarments.
Well.
You can't tell us.
Is it our faces all over your shirt?
No, y'all aren't featured.
You know what you're wearing, and you're not getting out of it.
It starts with B and ends with Urka, dear.
Yeah, with a window screen. Now, you can pick the shade of the screen.
But so, but you can pick the shade of the screen, but the tint can't be higher than 5%. We're following New Jersey state law.
It's union standard.
Okay. We're in a union house, dear, and every woman's got to be in a tint. Imagine that. All the women show up. We go, and your burqa, miss?
Yeah. if you're vaccinated, you are not allowed in. We'll be checking. We have the records, and we have a scanner to see if you're a sheep or not. Sheep silencers. We'll be burning sheep silencers. We'll be burning.
We'll shoot sheep silencer burn. We also will be checking voting records.
Yeah.
Anyone who has voted blue or Democrat in the past 10 years will not. Will be stoned to death by Sandra.
Anyone who's willing to get a Buck Joe Fiden tattoo on their forehead will get a special prize. I want to talk about my bathhouse experience. You know, I was.
You told us about it. Maresh had uncut, and Nick Tarani filled it out like he was the guy for Boogie Nights.
But I didn't tell you about his chest.
Whose? Maresh's?
Maresh has a rack.
But he's got titties?
Like, no, a nice beefy chest.
But titties?
Not titties, like, not like bitch
not
tits.
It's not pecs, it's not titties.
It's
like,
pecs.
It's like freshman 15s.
No, pecs. He's got nice big pecs.
Did you get boned? The weird thing about that place is male, female.
No.
So you're sitting next to the bathhouse next to
the
women.
I got beaten by a Russian lady in the room.
Oh, you did the reeds?
Well, she just did it for me. She was, and then she put her duck buckets of water on me.
When you changed in there, did everyone take all their clothes off?
Yeah.
Did you see anything?
No, Nick came in the thing. Me and Maresh just robed.
Nick knows. Yeah. He goes, Nick comes in a full burkini.
Well, this apparently was like a big feature on New York Housewives. And there's all these like.
It's great. Place.
Everyone has these like headshots. And next time, they didn't ask me for a headshot. So I'm going to send mine in, just sign it for them, see if they'll hang it up.
You go, I'm sorry, you didn't ask.
I was there here. But apparently it's called the East. What is it called? 88?
It's like way down in full. And it's like some famous thing. And you get the little hats on. The crazy part about that place is. There's a bar in there. So these people, it's all Hasidics,
and
by the way.
Oh, really?
No, it's not Hasidics. They're Russians.
No, but there's a ton of Hasidics.
Oh, they're all there. Yeah. Hasidic Jews.
So they all go and they eat soup.
Yeah.
And then which is such a fucking, everyone does. It's like a nasty thing. You go schwitz out a soup. And then you go and you sweat. Did you do the cold tub?
I did it for.
I love that. Was the best part. The hot,
what a
hot
rush.
And then it's like 50 degrees, and you go in, and it's freezing.
No, it's not 50 degrees. It's like below. It's like just at freezing point.
And this isn't like a gay thing.
No.
Okay, because when you told me bathhouse, forgive me.
I've been there
assumed
before.
It was a gay.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. And I said, I had a PR, a personal record. I went in the locker room, the guys were talking about it. I said, hey guys, they're talking about how long they stayed. And I said, oh man, I just hit my PR today, but minute 30. And they go, let's go, brother.
That's what the Hasidics thought.
Let's go, brother. Yeah.
Well, I'm happy that that happened to you. I'm happy you got a little alone time with Nick, because I know that's something that you've been
gunning. And we spent the whole day together after it. It was really nice.
Did you drink? You went to that bar. What's the bar with the bras on the thing in Fidei? You know what I'm talking about? It's a bar. There's bras on the roof. J's, Joe's.
Yeah, that was fun. And then...
What'd you drink? And don't say urine.
No, we drank like beers and things. We're trying to go to this restaurant that we wanted to go to, but we couldn't get in there. But yeah, and then I went to that stupid concert after, where I saw like everyone from work.
That was crazy. Why were there so many people from work there? What was that, a Third Eye Blind?
Well, I think that was them.
The I want to be with you.
And like fucking...
No, it was B&L, right?
Toe the Wet Sprocket.
Bare Naked Ladies?
Oh, Bare Naked Ladies. Sing that though? I only want to be with you.
No, that's Hootie.
Oh.
It was Bare Naked Ladies, Toad the Wet Sprocket, and...
Toad the Wet Sprocket. That's what they called Sandra in high school.
And what's the other one?
Not sure.
Jane's Addiction.
You know who's opening for us at Sony Hall the night before? Lloyd Banks of G-Unit.
Yeah.
So he's actually our opening. So Mr. Banks?
Yeah. Please leave something nice in our dressing room for us.
Yeah, exactly. Perhaps a gat.
A cockpit.
G-Unit memorabilia.
I had G-Unit sneakers once, and I tried to go in a club, and he's like, there's no sneakers, man. I said, these are G-Units. And he didn't let me in.
Remember when 50 Cent challenged Floyd Mayweather with the Ice Bucket Challenge?
Yeah, and then it was like, read a page of a Harry Potter book.
Yeah. Can you finish a sentence?
Yeah.
Should we do an Ice Bucket Challenge on the stage?
Maybe we do Ice Bucket Challenge, but it's not for ALS. It's for...
Martin's Potato Rolls.
And maybe we throw out some Aunt Jemima's as well. They were canceled.
Who else is canceled? I don't want to. It's only there.
You know what's canceled? The butter, Land O'Lakes butter. They took off the Native American woman. Aunt Jemima's, they changed. Now, what is it? Martin's
Potato Rolls.
Martin's Potato Rolls. And what's next? Erasing our history? I don't think so.
Should we knock down a monument as well?
Maybe we do a slideshow of Confederate statues that should have been left up.
Starting
with Colonel Sanders, followed by Rachel Dolezal, and wrapping up with the great.
I miss Rachel Dolezal. Should we text her and see what she's doing for Goonfest?
Her cameos are only $50. Perhaps we get a little
love and best dishes, y'all.
Love and best for only $100. She goes, love and best dishes, right?
Hey, y'all.
So we're looking forward to it.
Do you want to switch seats next week?
Desks or on the show?
On the show.
That's good. Maybe we do a little feng shui switch.
Well, because that's where Little Sass sits, and I just want to put my hole right where his sits.
You know what? I heard about Little Sass, what he did this
weekend.
Did you
see what I tweeted him this weekend?
No, what?
He said, I'm looking for a documentary to watch, so I add the trailer for Paris is Burning.
This is a great one on Marsha P. Johnson. Do you know what I heard he did this weekend? Little Sass? You heard about it.
What does it start with?
There were photos circulating of him at the Cock in the East Village.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And he was sitting on that
bench. They said his friends were in from out of town. He was trying to entertain them. Okay.
He was on that bench with both hands on the wall, and he was spread open like the Grand Canyon. And then you zoom out, next thing you know.
Surprisingly, his hole is a little bit redder and darker than I thought it was going to be.
Right.
Well, you know what I mean?
You usually can't tell the color because it's gaped so much.
Yeah. But I was surprised.
Well,
because you know he has his milky white cheeks,
white,
and then the hole was more of like. If I had to put in Pantone, it was more of a burnt raspberry.
Now, would you mind taking your glasses off, please? I noticed he did a smoky eye. What'd you do today?
Well, I did
down of the eyes closed, please. Speak to what it is.
I just applied a little bit of
Keep your eyes completely closed.
A terracotta shadow to the socket.
Keep them closed the whole time.
And blended it out. Oh.
Keep them.
I'm afraid you're going to hit me.
Keep them closed.
Are you going to pour water on me?
No. All right. I was going to do something.
What were you going to do?
I was going to shove Sandra's dick in your mouth.
No, not again. Do you think Sandra would be hung if she was a guy?
Yes. She's Kosovoian. Of course she'll be hung.
It would look big. She's thin.
Yeah.
So he knows. That's a porn guy.
Well, that was such a porn guy.
He knows. You know, all porn guys are all small, skinny guys because their dick looks so big.
Yeah.
Unless we're trying to get Johnny Sins on the show. That would be great. Anywho, listen. Christmas in July, 20% off all man merch.
And don't buy any merch. Buy tickets to our show.
Exactly. Buy the merch and the tickets to the show.
Or buy the merch at our show.
Buy the merch at our show. 20% off everything. But really, we need you for Goonfest, ladies, okay? Because here's the thing. We want to show Barstool that we're here, we're queer, and we're not going anywhere. We're going to have fun. We're going to drink. We're going to play games. We're all going to go out and party after.
You know, Casey Smith's going to be in a bikini.
Name two other A-list celebrities that let you come out to the bar with them afterwards.
Well, technically,
now, we will be in a roped-off area.
Yeah,
and you guys will actually be on the other side of that
of the
rope.
City.
So you'll actually be on the other side. And of course, if you look at us or even so much as make eye contact, you'll be removed from the premises.
Will they be executed?
Will they be executed? No, we're all going to party after. We're going to have the best time ever. Joey, any closing final thoughts for this week's show?
I'm still thinking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
I do want a seafood tower and
maybe a king's platter.
And I wish everyone the best.
See you motherfuckers on Saturday.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.